Wyoming lawmakers may not have agreed on much this legislative session, but there is one issue they did vote together on: deregulating the state's locally produced foods. The new Food Freedom Act now allows consumers to buy processed produce, poultry, eggs, and unpasteurized milk direct from the cook or farmer, something that was illegal just a few months ago. And it's that last item, raw milk, that's so controversial nationwide. To find out why people are souring on the subject, Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards made a visit to the Easy Rocking Ranch farm stand in Gillette.
Ever since the Food Freedom Act passed this last month, farmer Frank Wallace's little farm stand has become the most popular place in town.
And we're so busy when we get here. We don't have time to unload it for about an hour. They're waiting for their milk.
He sells his milk, eggs, kombucha, and sauerkraut out of a tiny storefront painted with psychedelic purple and yellow flowers.
Before the bill passed, I think we were thinking we had about 130 families a week getting milk from us, and I'm sure we're in the 160, 170 families right now.
Wallace's late sister, Representative Sue Wallace, first started working on the Food Freedom Act in 2009. He says she wanted to pass an act like this because ranching and farming in Wyoming is tough, and state regulations didn't help. Now that the law has passed, Wallace says there's a surge in interest in buying products from local producers. He's excited about what it means for the industry. But state epidemiologist Tracy Murphy doesn't share his enthusiasm. Murphy's job is to look out for the state's health.
There have been scientific studies published that as more people consume raw milk, and in states that have legalized raw milk sales, the number of outbreaks go up significantly.
Outbreaks from illnesses like Campylobacter, E. coli, and Salmonella, among others. In the 1920s, pasteurization put a stop to widespread outbreaks of such illnesses, using a process of raising the temperature of milk high enough to kill off the bacteria of such diseases. Murphy says in the last 5 years, Wyoming saw 41 cases of sickness associated with raw milk consumption, 5 of them from one producer in Fremont County. 8 people during that time frame even required hospitalization. Now that people can buy raw milk at farmers' markets, Murphy says those numbers may go up even more. He says it's the job of the Department of Health to let people know that there's no reason to buy raw milk.
Pasteurized milk's widely available. Everybody can get it. There really is just no reason to take the risk of drinking unpasteurized milk.
For me, it's a very nutrient-dense food, and in our current day and age, that's hard to find.
That's longtime raw milk consumer Amy Parker Williams.
You know, raw milk drinking is directly linked to better mineral absorption, healthier teeth and bones.
For the last 11 years, Parker Williams has been driving to Colorado, 60 miles away, to get raw milk for her 3 kids. This week, they have extra, and that means the kids can drink it by the glassful. They all rush to get the creamiest glass. Ethan makes it there first.
It's like I don't digest pasteurized milk as well as raw milk. I get like a stomach ache.
But for Parker Williams, it isn't just that her lactose intolerant son can drink raw milk that makes her willing to risk the diarrhea or fevers associated with raw milk reactions.
I have a very hard time ethically buying conventional milk just because of how the animals are treated, how they're fed, the drugs that are used.
She says she also likes supporting the local economy. Pete Kennedy is the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. He says Wyoming now has the most lenient raw milk laws in the country. Unlike other states, farmers can sell not only the milk, but products made with it, like cheese and yogurt.
The laws like Wyoming hopefully will bring us back to a time where farmers can sell their products to consumers without these one-size-fits-all regulations that's made it very difficult for them to make a living the past 100 years and has driven many farms out of business.
After a long day selling milk, farmer Frank Wallace hurries back to his ranch to do the evening's milking. In the old log barn, Daisy stands on a rubber mat on a dirt floor to get milked. They use stainless steel milking machines and always wash her down with soapy water first. It's nothing fancy, Wallace says, but it's really starting to pay the bills.
With these milk cows, it's a monthly check rather than a once-a-year check if you're just raising beef. So with the milk cows and a little bit of beef, it's not a bad little business. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme by any means. By any means.
Even so, Wallace says, ever since the Food Freedom Act passed, his business has improved drastically. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.